102.3 Proclaim FM. We're uplifting, we're family friendly, and on a Monday night we have what we call girl chat, and I have an opportunity to speak with somebody very special tonight. Her name is Shannon Caldwell. We are colleagues. We actually worked together under the same roof at the same radio station. She is in Christian radio. She is nationally known. She is a great host. And she's also a writer, a mom. Gosh, you got a list an arm's length. Where do I start and where do I end, Shannon Caldwell? How are you today?
Woman, I am so blessed to be on your show, Robin. Thank you for having me and for that ooey-gooey introduction and for the very clear presentation of the gospel that you shared following Mendisa's song, Overcomer, because in him, we are overcomers.
That's right. We truly are. And
yes. You
overcame something that most people will never, ever have to face. It is a story that is beyond compelling. It is outrageous. It is strange. And it is powerful because God's hand has been on all of our lives forever. But, you know, you were a seeker.
And, golly, I mean, Robin, I would like to think, I really would, that there was something unique. I mean, all of our tornadoes are unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
Mine happened to, one of my tornadoes does happen to be an F4 tornado that struck my parents' home in Cincinnati, Ohio, and destroyed the home and killed them both. And at the time, my brother was a brand new believer in Jesus, in a risen Lord of salvation sort of way.
Mm.
And he was the first in our family to sort of engage with Jesus in that way. And the way that he handled the tornado and the way that I handled the tornado were quite different, but God drew very near to us both, and he's using it for his glory and our good. I am beautifully broken by the tornado.
Hmm. I know that you are. You were in radio at the time. You were at work when you got this phone call, right?
Well, yes. I was in radio at the time, and I actually got the telephone call that there was a tornado way early in the morning. My mom had been trying to reach me the night before, and I was reading a book, and I was very lost in it, and so she said, "It's okay, I will call you tomorrow."
Oh, I remember that part. That part hurts me, yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, in each of our lives, I do think that we have a moment where we recognize that the baton has been passed from them to us and that now we're the adults. And with that comes a certain element of, I've turned into my mother, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was the first time in my life that I ever had that moment because my mom was an avid reader and I was dyslexic. I undiagnosed dyslexia I was in fifth grade by the time they figured out I couldn't read.
Really?
And
of all people.
Well, you know, again, we're overcomers, right?
Yes.
We're made for healing. And so, you know, when I said to her, I'm lost in this chapter, can I call you back when I finish? It was that moment for me. Wait, that's your line, Mom.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we hung up the phone, and the phone rang at 4 in the morning, and I thought, oh my, she really does want to talk to you tomorrow, right? But it wasn't her. It was my friend who was producing a morning show in Cincinnati, and he was telling me, you better call your mom because there's been a tornado, and it hit Sycamore High School, and that's less than a block from my parents' house.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so I then got up and, you know, went to work and got on the phone, and all of my friends, we were traffic reporters. So we were blessed, Robin, to have connection in newsrooms to help us get to the heart of what in the world was going on. I called my brother, who was in college in Dayton, very near Cincinnati. I was in Detroit, and he went there, and he and I basically found out the same information at the same time, which was that they had been killed.
Mm. And they were the only ones.
They were the only ones in their home. There were two others, but they were on the road.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What year was that, Shannon?
It was 1999. This is actually April 9th will be the 20-year anniversary.
Wow. Both mom and dad. Now they lived alone together.
Correct.
Yeah.
With their dog.
Oh, yeah.
Who became an international sensation in England. He got this seriously, I'm not even kidding. It's kind of funny. They just loved him. His name was Blarney, and I guess that in England, tornadoes are interesting. So they made a website to follow him. Yeah.
Did Blarney live?
Yes. Yes, he did.
Wow.
Yes, he did. Yes. Take that, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know, my grandfather kissed the Blarney Stone, which, of course, gives you the gift of gab. And he said, and I passed it on to you, Robin.
Oh, wonderful.
There you go.
Well, he definitely has a bit of the Blarney.
Yes, that's true. All right. Listen, I'm going to play Plums Beautifully Broken because you mentioned that you were beautifully broken. And let's do that right now during Girl Chat as I'm talking with author and lovely lady, Shannon Caldwell. That's Plum on 102.3 Proclaim FM. And who would ever think that being broken is a beautiful thing? And yet it is in Christ, because then he can put it all back together, which is what God specializes in. He is the creator, after all. I've got Shannon Caldwell on the line with me right now. She is... she's my sister in Christ. She's my friend and my colleague and on and on. You do the midday show for Family Life. And
thank you.
And that's
God
amazing.
God is good, Rob. I love you so much. I was just thinking about you. I was just thinking about Robin. I don't mean to rabbit trail, but I was just thinking about your beautiful speaking event, the Here Comes the Bride event. That was stunning, Robin Sullivan, and I'm forever changed because of it.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon. Well, it's, you know what, we're in Christ. So if we can introduce somebody to the Savior, to the groom, and think about that. Talk about, you know, being a, what's it called in Yentl. No, not Yenta.
Oh, really? The ultimate matchmaker. Yenta.
Yeah. Yenta. Yes. It's a Yenta.
Yes. Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah, so we can be a Yenta and introduce, you know, people to the bridegroom himself,
right.
Jesus Christ.
Have you met my friend Jesus? I think you'd like each other.
Yeah, he's really, he's very handsome and talk about wealth. Oh, my goodness.
Right? Yes, and he's humble and kind. He's strong. He's the smartest man you'll ever meet. He knows God's word through and through. He'll lay down his life for you. And he raises from the dead.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Problem solved. But you know what? He's already taken. We are his bride, all of us.
Yes, that's right.
It's so good.
It is so good. So one of his brides is Shannon Caldwell with a compelling story. The Healing Season is the title of your book. Let's give the full title, if you don't mind.
Sure. The Healing Season, How a Deadly Tornado Wrecked and Reshaped My Faith.
Right. Mom and dad taken instantly in a tornado. Your brother is the Christian. You are the seeker at that point.
Right.
Did you immediately get angry at God?
No, because guess what? I loved God, and I heard his voice. The Lord has given me dreams. I deal with this a bit in the healing season. You know, everybody is in, we're all in our own space. As we seek him, he reveals himself to each of us in his time, in his way. We don't all, none of us, have a full revelation of who he is. That's only in his word. We're not made to fully understand him. It says it's delight to conceal things so that we can seek.
There you go. Oh, isn't that powerful,
says,
huh?
If you seek me with your whole heart, I will be found by you. And so I had been seeking him with my whole heart my entire life. And I found more and more of him. Until I finally found salvation in Christ.
Wow. And when did that happen?
So it didn't happen like I expected it to. It was a slow sort of unfolding for me. Whereas someone might say I was born again, I would believe that in a supernatural way I was born again the minute that I accepted Christ as my Savior. And that happened when I read the Gospel of John. My friend from the neighborhood, her name is Megan Poole, and she is a pastor's wife, and Jim and Megan Poole were some of the coolest, most down-to-earth people I'd met. They were authentic. They weren't scared by the fact that I was completely broken by the tornado. They rather, I think, just God gave them if a fondness, I mean, I don't really want to use Christianese as much as to say he convicted them to minister to me, but that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
He put me on their radar screen and they couldn't shake it. And the Lord completely set up a body of believers to just show me how to live. I did not know, and I sure didn't know anybody who was really professing Jesus that kind of got outside of their bubble. You know, like I saw the church as more like a club, like a sorority.
Ouch.
Like we take care of each other.
Yeah.
That seems how it is, and oftentimes it is. And that's not really unbiblical, because in Acts it tells us, you know, that we will reap a harvest if we do not give up, but that not to, you know, to always take care of one another, especially, it says, those of the faith.
Right.
And so I think that people feel that way, and they go, look, it says especially those of the faith. And so we say, like, all right, cool. And we do a pretty darn good job of taking care of one another when we do it right, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Yeah, but these guys, they didn't just drop off a box of food on my porch. They loved me. They invited me to their house. They said, can I watch your kids? Do you want to come to Bible study with me? They got in my life. They came in my house, and they didn't look at it like, whoa, this place is a mess. This girl is a mess. They just lived their Christian life right alongside me, which involved is saying things like, can I pray for you right now, and then doing it. And then I got to feel the shift, the thing that happens when we pray.
Right.
It wasn't in another room at another time.
Right.
I was aware enough of God's presence to go, whoa, I feel peaceful. And I would try to practice it too. I would ask Jesus to come into my house, and things would change. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But basically, like, I had accepted Jesus the minute that I read in the gospel that he was the way, and that you couldn't get to the Father except through him. I was like, well, I believe every single other thing that this guy said, and everything I'm reading right now seems absolutely true to me. I think it's real and true. And if it is, then he's not lying. He's the way. And so I accept him.
Well, all
right. And then I discipled, and then I became a disciple of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am.
So it wasn't a matter of somebody said, oh, Shannon, you know, let's arrange it so that you can come to church with me sometime so that you can come and hear, you know, worship and hear the gospel and that'll do the trick. I think that so often this is what we do. For whatever reason, we think that we're ill-equipped and that we can't bring, if you will, Jesus to them. And if we feel that way, then we're wrong.
That's right.
Because he's in us. I mean,
nobody is better equipped to minister to the people on your radar screen than you.
Come on.
They're not on someone else's radar screen. Not an accident. It's exactly as you are, too, just as you are. I honestly believe it's a lie from the enemy, from the pit of hell, that we have to change ourselves to share the gospel, because it isn't about us.
Right. Right. So we can be broken, and we are.
Yeah.
And we are. So there you go. All right. Shannon Caldwell, more with my lovely friend on Girl Chat on 102.3 Proclaim FM. Shannon is the author of The Healing Season, How a Deadly Tornado Wrecked and Reshaped My Faith. You can buy the paperback. You can also buy the audio version. You can go to Amazon and find it there. Shannon's name is spelled S-H-A-N-N-Y-N Caldwell, C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. That's Shannon Caldwell. She's a radio DJ for Jesus. Come on. And she has such a love for the body of Christ and for people to come to know the Lord. She is a lovely wife and a wonderful mother. And she is also becoming a doctor. And you got to tell us about that.
Well, my goodness. I'm so honored to hear you say those things, Rob.
It's true. So there.
Well, you know.
I'm not making this up.
Any of it is by God's grace, because, like, when I look at the comment that I am a lovely wife, you know, and a wonderful mother, those are two of the kindest things that you can say, and they're to me a constant sense of almost like, God, I can't do this without you. Like, there are some people who just put it this way. I'm glad that there have been women willing to disciple me in this life, because a lovely wife, I don't come by it naturally. Mm. I'm finally learning to be a lovely wife by God's grace. Mm.
Well, I think
my first two husbands to throw an amen on top of that.
I think that your husband, Joseph, would say, you know, you've been lovely all along. Pretty, come on now.
You know, well, we're all broken, right?
Yes, yes, we are.
I mean, to be honest, Robin, like, going into the studio to record the audiobook of the healing season, mm-hmm. it happened a little bit on a fluke. I'm part of a women's group called Brave, and one of the questions that we asked one another is, what is it that God has given you to do that only you can do, you know? And I thought about that, and one Saturday morning I woke up and I thought, you know, the audiobook of the healing season is something that only I can do like I can do it. I thought, you know what? What if I didn't have a voice? What if for some reason I lost my voice? And that bit of business was left undone. Mm. That would be an error. God's given it to me to do. And I had access to a radio station studio, and that's also rare. And I had 2 days off in a row. So I said to my husband, listen, I kind of want to go and read the whole entire book into a machine. Is it okay? Mm. And he said, yeah. So off I went and recorded the whole thing. And what I learned in the healing season is that truly, Robin, I have not always been, nor will I always be, a lovely wife. I've made a lot of mistakes, and they're evident to me now in light, in growth. The book came out almost, 7 years ago or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
It was released, 5 years ago. It was released on the 15-year anniversary of the tornado. So now here, for the 20-year anniversary, comes the audiobook, and I can truly say that even in these 5 years, I've grown in him, and I'm not where I was, and mm-hmm. I'm not where I'm going to be, and that's really encouraging.
That really is. Wow.
By the way, the audiobook is also available on iTunes and Audible.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And is
iTunes,
the best
Audible and Amazon.
The best way for them to look is to put in the entire title, because there are other books called The Healing Season.
There's a romance, yeah. Yep. And there's a record. But if you put in, it's got a heart-shaped tornado on the cover.
Right.
And it's pretty much clearly the one about how God wrecked and reshaped the faith of a girl who went through a tornado.
Right. Right. Well, we need him, don't we, Shannon?
Oh, girl, desperately, yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the healing season itself, it was a challenge that my, you know, Jim and Megan Poole, the ones who gave me my Bible. And if you're ever in Ferndale, Michigan, visit the Renaissance Vineyard, because they are magnificent and still faithfully tending the garden of people that God entrusts to their care. And, you know, even after I had been saved, I still, and I expected that when I got saved, you know, that everything in my life would start to get better. you know, that my finances would improve, that my marriage would improve. I don't know. I thought, hey, I might even, like, look younger. Who knows? You know, if I'm born again.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, but actually, I just knew where I was going to go when I died.
Yeah.
And I had this Bible, and so I was going to look to it and keep on asking, okay, what does it say I should do, you know?
Yeah.
And then just do that, even if it doesn't make any sense at all. Because Jesus rose from the dead to me. Barely made sense, but I believed it happened. I mean, think about it. He rose from the dead.
Right.
Or him dying on the cross was big enough for the whole sin load of man? That the enemy has been defeated when you look around the world that we're looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
We have to be renewed from the inside out. And that's what's going on. And so, yeah, as far as walking with him is concerned, I highly recommend it. And I would ask you to keep your eyes on him your whole life and never take your feet off the path, because there's nothing good down there.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of life, I'm going to play a song that you introduced me to.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
I
love playing music with you. Yes, I'm absolutely ready. You're playing great music, as always.
I'm playing Becca Shea. Life.
Oh, girl, wonderful.
Why not, right?
Yes, well, you know, she actually released the spirit of healing on top of me. I know that sounds like a crazy Christian thing to say, but it's true. I was supposed to interview her, and I was sick as a dog, and I Facebook messaged her, I can't interview you because I'm sick. And she said, well, in that case, I declare you healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And if I wasn't, 100% instantly better.
Wow.
Sick with the flu to all the way better.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, here she is right now to sing 102.3 Proclaim FM. And there she is, Becca Shea, to sing for us about life. Jesus said that, yes, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father but by me. He also said, I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. You know, certainly living that abundant life as a sister in the Lord who was faced with tragedy, instant tragedy, losing both of her parents in a tornado. And she was gripped with pain, difficulty, and truth was facing her. The truth that they were gone, and the truth that, can I see them again, and what's going on, and who is God, and where do I fit in the plan? And the Lord, in his oh so beautifully merciful way, brings people into Shannon's life to live it out in front of her and pray it out with her and cry with her and beseech God with her and just be real with her. And I think that speaks more to me tonight, Shannon, than anything else is the testimony of your friends who said, you know, we're just going to love her through this. Because who's got the time to do that, Shannon? Who takes the time to do that?
Almost no one. But Jim and Megan Poole did, and I sure do hope to be like them. You know, and you know what, Robin? I can say they're not alone. I'm a witness. There's a lot of us out there trying to give him heaven as he leads. Like you, my friend, you take time to do that.
Well, I don't know that I can do it in such a tangible way as they do, or as they did.
It's so simple. They didn't, you know, take me to Jesus camp. Like you've heard it said before.
Where is Jesus camp? Let's go.
I want to go there, right?
I want to go.
Yes, please. Me too. Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
To someone who's thirsty, the gospel is a cup of water.
Yep.
You know, I really felt like I was alone. And I really did want to know how to get to heaven when you died, because I was coming from a place like, you know, I mean, there's no time to dwell in my background. It's in the book if you want to read it. But I was coming through a place where I really thought that I had to earn my way to heaven, and that somehow, some way, I had to learn something or get it right enough, atone for something. I really, and I had been desperately, actively trying for my whole life, and I knew for sure that I was incapable of doing it. And so, when I read and finally understood the gospel, that Jesus paid it all, what that was. What does it all mean? But you know what? Here's the good thing, that it, at least for those of us, you know, who maybe are listening right now, or in our hearts we have someone who we've tried and tried to share the gospel with, and they just aren't getting it, okay? Or they seem like they're hard to it. It was a huge relief to me when I read in the Bible that it's the Lord who removes the scales and it's the Lord who softens the heart, because I even had guilt for not accepting it. But it was on God. It's still on God. If you are waiting, wait on Him. Not this earthly person. Wait on Him.
Right.
And, you know, to finally know that. But what we were talking about earlier, even after I accepted Him, I knew where I was going to go when I died. But I was so sad and so lonely. I had no family anymore.
Yeah.
And once I accepted Christ, all my friends even left. They were like, whoa, she's what?
Right,
you know?
Right. Oh, she's wacko.
So,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And so that really only left me with this community of believers. Mm. And they loved us and carried us well. And God loved me and carried me well. And yet, I had this giant, empty, broken spot inside of me that was tangible physically. Even when I was doing mornings at that station that we worked at together, I still was desperately broken and so sad all the time, and really wondering why God really would do all that. You know, why? And I'm Shannon with a Y, you know? So...
Okay, yeah. Well, here I am. All right, let me just say, years later, after receiving the love of God and His complete mercy, just covering my many sins, and I'm not just saying this for posterity, I feel like I'm just getting it.
I feel like that way, too.
Right
and
now,
I feel like,
it's like, yeah. Whoa, okay, you know, how many times are you going to forgive me? How many times, right, are you going to give me a fresh start? How many times are you going to redirect my life because I have veered off the course?
Right.
You know?
Yeah, constantly. Yeah.
It's so good.
He's kind to correct us, and He walks with us. So, yeah, it's true. That's the good news right there, baby girl.
Isn't it
That's
awesome,
it.
Right?
Yeah. You know, the thing of it is that with the healing season, even then, even though I knew that, I still was so sad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had hope for eternity, but not for my here on earth.
Right.
Like, you know how the Bible says, I would have despaired if I did not believe I would see your goodness in the land of the living.
Come on, that's right here.
Right?
Oh.
And that's when I went to Pastor Jim, and I was like, well, to be honest, Robin, my husband brought me to Pastor Jim with a basic, will you fix my wife? She cries all the time. Mm. And he was right. And Jim said, you know, Jim, I've tried everything. There's nothing in my wheelhouse. You see me actively seeking healing. And he said, well, listen, would you be willing to, because I was surrendered. I was just like, oh, well, guess God needs me broken.
Like all the time from now until he takes me home.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, that's obviously not what he wants, you know.
Well, that's what Jim said. He said, okay, well, I believe that that's not God's best for your life. So are you willing to seek, even for a season, His best just one more time? Just beg Him in every way. And I said, why not? And as it turned out, as we looked at our calendar, what we were looking at was a period of time between that day and Mother's Day when I really didn't freak out as much. I mean, the combination of tornado season, my birthday, and Mother's Day just really made spring really bad. And it was 40 exact days until Mother's Day. Mm. And so we decided to press in. And the basic recipe was, every single day, you're going to go ahead, and when you're feeling that panicky feeling, you're going to sit down and you're going to check in with it. You're going to gauge it. How big is this empty, broken spot? How intense is it? What's my level of panic like right now? And then you're going to take three big breaths one for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Spirit, right into that brokenness and ask Him to fill it. And then journal whatever it is that you think is making you feel so blah, 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 blah right now, right?
Right.
And then at the end of that journaling, seek a scripture that covers that journal like medicine. And then twice a week, meet with a prayer partner at small group and at church. And as it turns out, what happened then was that God filled my empty, broken spot. It's gone. It's still gone. You know? So that was basically where this came from, because at that time that I was doing that 40 days, I journaled it on a blog called The Healing Season.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the 40 days, the Lord spoke and said, you must publish your book. And so here we have it.
The Healing Season. My friend and colleague Shannon Caldwell has been my guest here on Girl Chat tonight, and it's been such a delight for me because, you know, she just knows what she's doing, so it's like really easy. So it's like hands off. I can just let you go, Shannon, and I know that you can just entertain the troops. You're amazing. Listen, would you please give everyone an opportunity to purchase your book, to get the audio book? Will you give us the details, please?
Robin, of course, and thank you, and God bless you. Thank you so much for having me. You can find basically everything you're looking for at thehealingseason.com. Thehealingseason.com is my website. Mm-hmm. The Facebook page is facebook.com/healingseason, and everything is on Amazon, iTunes, and Audible for the audiobook.
It's easy.
Yeah.
I love that. How is your family?
My family is amazing. Oh, my goodness. My daughter's getting her master's degree. Are you kidding me?
What?
See, proof that God is good. Because that doesn't just naturally happen. He is just, yes, they're doing great. They're happy and free, and they love the Lord, and they're feeling good in their own skin.
It's good stuff.
Joseph's doing
it.
Great, you know? And like you said, I feel like we're just starting to get the hang of it. And we're coming up on 18 years of marriage yet again.
That's awesome.
Testimony. God is amazing.
Yes, yes. And Liam?
Liam couldn't be better. He has found himself a niche as a Shakespearean actor, Rob.
Really?
Yes. God just did an incredible thing over the summer, and he just knit him into a community, a Shakespeare troupe. And he's been doing nonstop Shakespeare.
Wow, that's fantastic. Oh, Shannon, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And I just, I pray that blessings on you and on this amazing project of thehealingseason.com. Learn more about it. Get the book, get the audiobook. And tomorrow I'm going to be giving away a copy of the audiobook right here on Proclaim FM sometime between 3 and 7 p.m. So thank you, Shannon.
Oh, thank you, Robin. God bless you.
He has. And good night, and God bless you.